In Vincent Bugliosi's explosive new book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, the former prosecutor presents a legal case that puts the country's 43rd president on trial in an American courtroom for the murder of over 4,000 American soldiers fighting in Iraq. WMNF spoke yesterday to Bugliosi about some of the evidence he unearths in his case, such as the Manning memo from January 31st of 2003.
I'm going to give your audience words from Bush's own mouth that prove he knew he was lying when he told the American people that Hussein was an imminent threat. January 31st, 2003, Bush met with British Prime Minister Tony Blair in the Oval Office with six of their top aides, including Blair's chief foreign policy advisor, David Manning. After the meeting, Manning prepares a five-page memo stamped extremely sensitive, summarizing what was said at the meeting. Among other things, Manning wrote, and listen to this now, Manning wrote that George Bush was so worried about the failure of UN inspectors to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that he started talking about three possible ways to, quote, provoke a confrontation, unquote, with Hussein, one of which ways, according to Bush, listen to this, Bush said, quote, we could fly U-2 reconnaissance aircraft over Iraq, falsely painted in United Nations colors, and Bush said, if Hussein fires upon them, this will be a violation of UN resolutions, and this will justify our going to war. So here we have George Bush telling the American people, telling the world, that Hussein was an imminent threat to the security of this country, so we had to strike first in self-defense. But behind closed doors, George Bush was talking about how to provoke Hussein into a war. Now, if Bush honestly believed that Hussein was an imminent threat to the security of this country, which is the main reason he gave Americans for going to war, by definition, the thought of provoking Hussein into a war would never, ever have entered his mind. I'm telling you that this man, George Bush, has gotten away with thousands upon thousands of murders, and we, America, the American people, cannot let him do this.
Okay, we're speaking again with Vincent Bugliosi, whose new book is The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. There's been talk, obviously, you know, some of the other leaders and people involved with this war, Condi Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, and the like, being fearful of traveling overseas right now because of international criminal courts or even just jurisdictions in other countries prosecuting some of these people who've been involved in this war. This country, you know, Mr. Bugliosi, this would be a huge thing. I mean, right now, Democrats can't even come together to decide whether they should impeach President Bush. So in order for a prosecution to come forward, would it be attorney generals, district attorneys? How would this go forward?
Well, Bush can be prosecuted for two crimes, conspiracy to commit murder and murder. If you were to ask me what the likelihood is that Bush is going to be prosecuted for murder, I would say the likelihood is not high. There's no high probability. But I absolutely and definitely believe that as a direct result of this book here, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, there's a substantial possibility that George Bush someday is going to end up in an American courtroom being prosecuted for murder. And the main reason I say that is because I established jurisdiction in my book for so many prosecutors to go against Bush, about 1,000 prosecutors. Federally, it would only be the U.S. Attorney General in Washington, D.C. But in the book, I established jurisdiction for the Attorney General in each of the 50 states, plus the 950 district attorneys and counties within those states, to prosecute Bush for the murder of any soldier or soldiers from their state or county who have died in Iraq fighting George Bush's war. Now, with all of those prosecutors out there, about 1,000 prosecutors, and all the evidence of guilt that I present in my book, I don't think it's unreasonable to believe that there's at least one prosecutor out there, maybe many more, who's courageous enough to step forward and say, hey, this is the United States of America. In America, no man's above the law. The evidence of Bush's guilt is clear. So I'm going to go after him and bring about justice for the American people. Don't forget, there's no statute of limitations for the crime of murder. Pinochet in Chile, 33 years later, they brought murder charges against him. So this is something that could really happen. This is not a pipe dream. At this stage of my career, I don't have time for fanciful reveries. I never in a million years would think about prosecuting the President of the United States unless I believed there was more than enough evidence to convict him, and that I was standing on very solid legal ground. This is something that could very well happen.
You're a prolific writer. Your previous book about the JFK assassination was over 1,600 pages. This explosive book you have now, how do you keep on doing it at the age of 73?
Well, I really don't know. I have a lot of energy. I work 7 days a week. I don't have a cell phone. I don't have a computer, but I got that yellow pad and pencil, and I'm somehow able to do it. I really don't know. But I write about the major crimes of the 20th century, the Manson case, the Simpson case, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And in every one of these books, I prove my case beyond all reasonable doubt. And the right wing knows that I write very serious true crime books. If I were a nut, they'd probably have me on and laugh about it. But they know that since I proved my case in all of my books beyond a reasonable doubt, I probably do the same thing in this book here. And they don't want to put me on national television, give me a forum in front of millions of their listeners, talking about the guy that they love so much should be prosecuted for first-degree murder and maybe end up on death row. So I've been blacked out by the right wing. The left wing, they're terrified of their own shadow. They don't want to put me on because they're fearful of being savaged by the right wing. But I'm telling you, I don't have a computer, but they say the buzz on the Internet for this book is absolutely enormous. The word of mouth is great, and the book is a New York Times bestseller. And I think it's going to get up to number one.